Alaska has ranked among the top 10 states in several categories of illegal drug use in recent years. Last week, participants at the Reclaim Alaska 2014 Substance Abuse Summit, hosted by the Aleutian Pribilof Islands Association, talked about the problem and ways to address it. Participants were also cautioned that civil rights must not be trampled in the process of stemming the flow of illegal drugs. KMBA's Jacqueline Estes reports.
Drug and alcohol abuse can be more visible in small towns where people can readily see effects such as violence, unintended injury and death, and drug-related burglaries and robberies. Brenda Wilson of King Cove is a member of the Aleutians East Borough Assembly. She says it's easy to think somebody should be doing something, but harder to be that somebody.
3 years ago when I was really proactive, I had someone tell me, Brenda, you got to shut up, you're going to end up with a bullet between the eyes. And I stepped back. And this was a close relative of mine who told me that, and it really scared me. So, but I've got grandkids now. And I want my grandkids to grow up in an environment that's safe and healthy and culturally good for them. And we need everybody's help in this room. And it starts with somebody. And that somebody is all of us.
People at the summit asked how they can help stem the flow of cocaine, heroin, marijuana, and methamphetamines into their communities. They were told telephone tip lines work best if people provide enough information so police can verify details and prove probable cause to conduct a search. But when it came to using police dogs to search luggage coming into a town, Matt Widmer, an assistant public defender for the state, urged caution.
There's no constitutional right for protection of a community. Victims have constitutional rights under the Alaska Constitution, but they don't have it under the federal Constitution. Only an accused has constitutional rights under the federal Constitution, and as a country, we've decided to go that way for a number of reasons that I think are very good. I think we don't want to be a society that lives in fear of government overreach.
State Department of Public Safety Commissioner Gary Folger agrees. He quoted Summit keynote speaker Sophia Stichler of St. Paul.
Ms. Stichler this morning said something that kind of struck a chord with me. When you fight the monster, don't become the monster. You know, years ago, I had the opportunity to listen to some Holocaust survivors and how the Third Reich came into power. And it's a fine line when you go up against, you know, right from wrong. And I look at myself as a person that, you know, helps guard that line.
Another participant asked about the legal line for companies that require employees to consent to searches. Alaska State Trooper Lieutenant Rex Leith says employers have more leeway than they may know.
We work with the companies there locally, and they have much more authority than they realize they have. We can't ask them to do things because then they become an agent of ours and then our rules apply to them. But as a company, they can do that. And the rules are different for you. I talk to your corporate lawyers for that. But if you find something during a legal search that you're doing and you call us, then we could possibly take action.
Other sessions will focus on treatment, rehabilitation, and community planning. Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Jacqueline Estes.